Are y'all PlayStation speaking to me right now?
This is an ambush.
You will be scarred for fucking life.
I'd be creeping.
As the door opens, like, I pull down my pants.
A cold tip.
Emergency gay backstory.
Are we talking about penises?
No bullshit, just the fucking truth. This is Strength in Gaming.
This is new territory for all of us right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm a cam girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we both are. All three of us are cam girls, actually. We've all done the camera thing before. It's not that big of a deal.
It's just in this setting, it's different.
It is different because we're used to talking to each other, just talking to each other across the table.
Right.
And
I can slouch and pick my nose if I
it's
want.
It's the same thing, though.
Yeah, no one knows. Well, we could also have...
upskirting?
Yeah. We could also have... God damn it, Sal. We could have it more set up like a camera on each person, but we need a much bigger space for that.
Right. Yeah. We'll get there.
So, welcome to Strength in Gaming. I'm Samson Lancaster. Today, I am joined with Salvador Madrigal.
Oh, yeah. We got a camera now, huh?
Yeah, there's a camera now, Sal. Mm-hmm.
This is my best side right here.
Here, cheers. And... Cat motherfucking McGuire over
hey,
here.
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing?
So, this is our first time doing a video podcast, and we've been audio since the dawn of time, since before Jesus, I believe. we started this show something like almost 7 years ago now.
I can't believe it's been so long. It doesn't feel like it's been that long to me.
As you get
honestly older.
And it's aged like a fine wine.
As you get older, shit bleeds together. It's like, didn't we do that yesterday? That was 5 years ago, motherfucker.
You know what I was telling Andrew the other day? I was like, Samson and Sal are like, they're my friends. Like, they're my real friends. Probably my best friends.
You're going to make us cry right when we fucking start on the goddamn, what the fuck?
I see you guys more than, like, anybody.
Yeah, same. I mean, Sal's been my best friend for, like, 20 years now. So there's nothing new there, you know. But, yeah, it is interesting. It's been an interesting journey so far, I think. We've changed so much in the course of 7 years. Not just the quality of the show, but, like, we've grown.
You had to put every rose has its thorn rolling in the back.
Yeah, that's all I could do right there was you singing it, because otherwise we're going to get sued.
10 seconds. No, even then, dude, like 3 seconds of a song, people are fucking assholes about it.
Yeah, no, but just you singing it, we're going to get in trouble now.
And banned.
But yeah, so we have a fun topic today, and it has to do with Sony wanting to spy on you. So that'll be in the second segment of the show. First we will have some news, of course, but you know, I want to just start with a little bit of discussion. Like we already started here about, it's been so long and we finally come into the 19th century, the 20th century, the 21st century.
If people like to see oddities, they're gonna love looking at our ugly faces.
Yeah, I don't get it. I honestly prefer audio only, but as it's been discussed in the past, like in the last episode that we did, everybody thinks when you say you have a podcast that it's video.
Right, yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
That's the first thing they think. So,
like, oh, what's your YouTube?
So guess what? It's fucking video now, bitches.
It's because they're millennials, dude.
Fucking millennials.
If you say you have a podcast to an older person, oh, yeah, where can I listen? But you ask a millennial and they're like,
you got YouTube? Are you on YouTube? Are you on,
The Mixer?
Or what is it? What's it called? Snapchat?
Dude, we live on YouTube. I think YouTube is my TV, honestly.
Yes, it's true.
It really is.
I use YouTube a lot too, especially and anytime I have downtime during like a work day, or if I'm actually working, I'll have YouTube playing music in the background.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, like we've all of us done YouTube videos. We all have our own YouTube channels in whatever capacity. And you, most recently,
Woo!
Have started your YouTube channel, Strength in Cat. Make sure to check that out. there's going to be a fucking link in the description below.
Yay!
Believe it or not. And there'll probably be some end cards with links to her channel.
It's been so fun. And I really want people to comment and talk to me and tell me what games you want me to play. And tell me what you think. Because I want to talk to people.
Yeah.
So talk to me.
Same here with this. I mean, fucking now you can actually comment below this video.
Like, yay! That's a thing. Talk now. To us.
That's a thing.
We talk back. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll get, if you try to give a shit. Oof.
Bro, you don't want to fucking stir the bear.
Poke the bear.
No, stir it.
Stir the shit. You put it. Poke the shit and stir the bear.
Poke the shit and stir the bear.
That's all right.
Poke the bear in the booty hole.
I don't want the badger to hit the fan.
Oh, man.
Oh. So before the show got started, we did a little whiskey tasting, Sal and I.
Oh, dude, I got like cracked lips. I fucking chipped.
I mean, I'm fancy with the LaCroix over here. Oh, so,
crap.
You know.
Now we're gonna,
LaCroix.
They're gonna demonetize us now. No. We've already been demonetized because I'm pretty sure I already said fuck a few times.
Hey, free advertising.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Make sure
LaCroix, sponsor us.
Make sure you set the setting to adult only.
Oh, yeah. I actually set the
channel.
No
kids.
In previous, before, since not many people know this, but there was a huge thing about YouTube getting screwed over or sued for like... invading children's privacy, rightly so.
Right, yes.
So now that you have to, as all YouTubers, you have to either, well, you pretty much have to do every video, I think, when you upload, you have to say whether it's for kids or not. But there's an actual main setting in the channel where you can just say, this channel is not for kids.
Also,
which I did already.
I'm noticing with other creators on YouTube, they are watching their language or censoring their language,
yeah,
and also certain trigger words because they're getting demonetized just from saying like a bad word.
I don't expect to be monetized to begin with this.
Oh yeah.
This is just so all you motherfuckers that think we should be video, I don't know why you want to see our ugly mugs, so you guys can see us. So it's better. It's, you know, it's I understand. It's more interaction. You get to see what's going on.
Well, if you want to be monetized.
You get to see Sal speaking with his hands all the time, even though I'm speaking with my hands. More.
Hey, boppity boopity.
Sometimes we do like have some visual conversations that don't translate.
And they don't translate.
In the podcast.
But now we can say, check it out on YouTube if you don't get what's going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a way of getting around that monetization, demonetization.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If we got, you can still get big with regardless. The way to get around it is you just have ads inside the show.
Yeah. And no, the
like,
way
like
the,
you like you said, LaCroix.
Unless somebody manually flags us, the way the algorithm works, it'll listen to like the first couple of minutes to see if there's any curse word or anything that'll demonetize you. So if you can hold back on cussing for like 10 minutes, you'll be good after that. You can go fucking
damn it,
apeshit sailor fucking swear words coming out
we'll
of your
worry
mouth.
About that later. Right now we're worried about making the video look good, making the audio sound good, and just putting on a good show.
Yeah.
Before the show, we did a whiskey tasting. Sal and I, we tasted, I think it was a Willett 6-year bourbon. Which you seem to be pretty okay with.
Yeah, it was sweet. That one lingered hard.
The one that was sweet was the Angel's Envy Rye. That one tasted like fucking maple syrup. I don't like that one personally. But that's Elijah's favorite. Speaking of course of Elijah's Whiskey Exchange, the underground network that I'm a part of currently. And then we had the 23-year Kleinlish. That one I really like that one. It's an expensive ass bottle.
Nah, I thought it was overrated.
Nah,
it was,
nah. Sal says nah. What do you think about the Elijah Craig that we're drinking right now? Kat, you want to sniff it?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'll try a sip because I know some people want me to try whiskey on the show.
You'll only get double herpes
to
from Sam's
see
fucking
me
cup.
Suffer.
No, just mono, and I think she's already gotten mono before.
By the way, for you guys, I like whiskey. I just don't like it by itself, which I understand that a good whiskey you have to appreciate by itself. I understand the rules. I understand how it works. but I'm trash. I like it mixed.
Garbage.
Unless it's Jack, then you have to drink it with something because it's
I only drink Jack with Coke.
All right. What is this again? This is the Elijah Craig?
This is Elijah Craig's small batch, which was also a recommendation by Elijah's Whiskey Exchange. No relation. It's a really like, it's like $20-something. It's a really affordable one that tastes good. It's like,
that's just rum ripple.
Yeah, it's just rum ripple. Rumple mints.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
We gotta taste it again now because.
Oh no, I don't want to.
Say, oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Here's the thing though. You didn't make the face very much away. So
it wasn't it didn't like punch me like a lot of whiskeys do, but I did get like the burning in the throat.
Yeah, this stuff is a little delayed. Not sipping whiskey. This is stuff where you've had a long day, pour yourself a fucking big fucking schnapp of that shit and boom.
Well, we'll switch to Eagle Air after the break.
But that's pretty mellow compared to a lot of.
Alrighty.
You know the last scotch that we drank it's not worth the price, but if it was a lot cheaper, it'd kind of be worth it for like an end of the day, getting rid of all the fucking shit funk of the world.
Yeah, well, everybody needed to get rid of the funk of the week, always, right? That's just the thing that just happens.
How much was the bottle? Like $400?
No, that one's only $240. I mean, you doubled the price, Sal. So,
no, not even $240. I'd say at the most that should be pushing $80 to $100.
All right, Elijah will be interested in this review. I really like it. I would compromise and say that I would not buy a full bottle of it for $240. I split it with Elijah, so I only spent half, but I only got half, which is fine. But the idea is to be able to try these more expensive bottles without having to spend the money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hope Heather's not watching this because she doesn't need to know how much they cost.
Hey, those are business expenses.
They are. They are. I mean, we're tasting it on every show going forward. So, but anyways, so this is Strength in Gaming, and we do have news, right? So, Sal, why don't you get us started with some of that good old news?
Okay, so the IRS in their
fuck the IRS,
their great wisdom, we're trying to tax Fortnite players for in-game currency.
For in-game currency.
Oh man. They barely got rid of the I guess it's a clause or something or rule that they were trying to implement
trying to sneak it out without anybody noticing.
Yeah, it was there the whole year and they were waiting for the end of the year to see if, and then I guess somebody told them, they're like, "You guys are stupid," they quietly removed it without anybody noticing it, and somebody found out and. They posted it and CNN caught on and they put it on their shit.
Yeah, it made fucking national news.
They're trying so hard to find people with cryptocurrency and all this other shit and trying to get revenue out of it, but
revenue.
It's in game. If they're not gonna do anything about loot boxes and shit like that, there's no way they can get any kind of money off of in game currency. Like if they wanted to, they could have them tax purchasing in-game money or loot boxes and add a tax to it.
Yeah,
perfectly fine. But they can't fucking.
You know, speaking to that, because it reminds me of this, when I was applying to banks to create a business account for Strength in Gaming, I couldn't go to a credit union. Every credit union that I went to, because I have a member of a couple of credit unions, they refused me.
Why?
Because there's the word gaming in the title.
Yeah, it's considered gambling.
And so I was like, what the fuck? Well, but it's just video games. And they said, no, but it's the same thing. And I was like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Apparently, one, gaming, like actual gaming, like gambling, like in Vegas and shit, in Reno and fucking Atlantic City or whatever, is to banks and the IRS the same. as video games. And now, they're not wrong with this fucking bullshit that they've been adding with all this shit that's been going on, especially
Fortnite. I don't see why nobody's used that argument. It's like if a credit union won't give you a line of credit because you're gambling, apparently, with gaming, they consider it gambling. Why doesn't the federal government consider it gambling?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bunch of gray area that I don't care to be a part of, but as a gamer, apparently we are.
Yeah, well, we take a gamble every day driving drunk.
Yeah. Kids, do not do this at home.
And there's no kids, you shouldn't be watching this in the first place. There's no kids listening to
this. This is an adult podcast, so.
Yes, but we all know how GTA works.
Yeah, that's true.
We also know how online games work.
Hey, if you're 11 years old and you're drinking and driving, you got way more problems than listening to this place.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to rob somebody.
That's like that. I'm going to do it anyway. That poor kid that has dwarfism and like, I don't know, it's Australia.
That shit fucking made me cry, dude.
Yeah, and he's like 9 and he
I started bawling.
Yeah, he wants to die or whatever. 9 years old. That's ridiculous.
I just saw the caption. I couldn't watch the video.
Oh, like, I watched it. It's sad. It's horrible. It's terrible. Bullying is garbage. And kids are fucking mean as shit. And I mean, I didn't want to die until I was at least 12.
I read it till I was 15.
Yeah. You're a late bloomer, Sal.
Late bloomer.
poor guy. My heart goes out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know that has probably nothing to do with gaming, but.
But yeah, the IRS quietly deletes guideline that Fortnite virtual currency must be reported on tax returns.
Jesus Christ.
That just sounds so ridiculous.
Also, but think about it, though, because then you also have to think about the other side of things, like pro gamers. Like that fucking, was he like 13? He won like 2 million, 7 million, some fucking seven figure bullshit.
He had to be taxed on that, though, I'm sure.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, though. That's directly related to gaming.
Right.
I know it's different because it's actual winnings.
Right.
But now I guess I'm starting to see the light that I get why the IRS and banks consider video games to be part of the same thing.
Yeah.
If
Vegas,
I mean, don't get me wrong, fuck the IRS.
Yeah, it just sounds very silly.
Yeah, if Vegas can bet on it, it's gambling.
Yeah, that's also true. I didn't think about it like that either. But that's esports specifically, which we haven't really done anything of.
Yeah, but the IRS is stupid.
Yeah, they are.
They're fucking garbage.
Fucking garbage.
So they released the opening movie for Final Fantasy VII, dude.
I forgot
to put newspaper down.
Yeah.
I got it.
There's a towel on there. That'll be fine.
Yeah, diamond. I'm sitting on a towel.
You're sitting on a towel.
I got diamond nipples, dude. I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
I'm so excited. It's pre-ordered. I have it ready to go.
I didn't do that.
I got the deluxe edition.
Oh, Cat broke the rules.
Cat broke
the rules.
Well, Andrew bought me the deluxe edition.
Okay.
Well, if somebody gives it to you for a gift, then it's fine. But if you buy it willingly, then I don't know. I'm still on the fence about it. I still have a bad feeling, especially with all the delays and shit.
Yeah. Like,
some of the guys, one of the guys from Layman Gaming, he got to play it 3 hours and he said, oh my God, it's amazing. But I don't know if I can trust his reviews now.
I am cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
That's how I would put my feelings.
The game looks amazing.
Yeah.
I wish they would not release it on the current consoles.
And wait for PS5.
And do it next gen or PC specifically. Cause they're gonna
release it only on PC.
Well, you can do it next gen. Next gen is fucking what? In a couple of months.
No, I know. Next gen is fine, but you can't argue to put it on PC. It's a fucking console game. Like, originally. Yeah. Like, that would be bullshit. People would fucking riot in the streets if you said, oh, by the way, it's only on PC.
it should be next gen, not current.
I can agree. I agree with that. Maybe it should be both.
Also, based on the opening movie, it looks like we're not going to meet the not all the characters in the first game because it's split into three parts.
You mean the first episode?
So what just cheese.
Yeah, just the first game.
Yeah, I thought they were I thought they were doing it in episodes.
Yeah, it's the first part.
First part, yeah.
And then there's going to be in three parts, I think. At least it's not going to be four discs like the original one.
Right, yeah.
Only three.
It's only going to be three.
But we're only in Midgar, so we only... I think the newest character we're going to...
Which looks fucking amazing. Midgar is one of my favorite settings in all games that ever existed. Every time I drive by one of those big power plants on the freeway at night, I just think about Midgar.
Oh, yeah. For sure. It looks fantastic. Even the parts that...
Fan-fucking-tastic.
The parts that are supposed to have, like, some nature still, like Aerith's house.
Yeah.
Looks great. And Aerith's house looks exactly like it does in the old game, except modern graphics. I can't believe how you know they're able to do that.
What's crazy about that, like, you know, like the parks and the stuff in this where the kids are playing and shit, and then where you could see like the monorail system and stuff going by. It's funny because in my head, I felt like it already looked like that.
Right.
Even though it definitely didn't. It looked like fucking polygons.
Right.
But I guess it's just because, you know, how your imagination and how you remember things, you feel like, and I feel like it's going to do it justice at least.
I think so.
My only concern is the voice acting. We don't really know anything yet because there's hardly any lines. That's the thing, though.
I'm not gonna be running it in English. It's going to be Japanese language with subtitles.
Oh, well, there you go.
I did watch...
I didn't realize that... I guess it should have that option, right?
Yeah. So the voice actress that plays Aerith, the English voice actress, she has a gaming channel on YouTube, and she's had it since before she got this job. But I watched one of her videos recently where she sat down with the voice actor for Barret, and they played the original Final Fantasy VII together.
For the first time?
For the first time. Ugh. Yeah.
Fetuses.
Or I think one of them, it was the first time.
Are they old or are they fetuses?
The voice actor for Barret, I think, is older. Like, maybe in his 40s or 50s.
Oh, okay. Well, then he just didn't play video games.
And then, boomer. But the voice actress for boomer. Aerith is probably around my age.
Okay. Which is, you know, fetus-ish.
She looks like Aerith to me.
Although you're getting close to becoming an adult, finally.
I know. I'm starting to feel like an adult. I took a girl out for her 21st birthday this week.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. She was in my class, and she's like, today's my birthday. And I'm like, okay, well, we're getting a drink then.
Yeah. No, 21, you're still a child. You can. This means you can drink legally. That's it.
I was like, now you're an actual human. Here you go.
Become a human. You will understand one day why you'll be doing this all the time.
Yeah. Anyway, Final Fantasy VII Remake, almost here. Opening movie is out. Go watch it on YouTube or something. It's
fucking beautiful.
What's next?
I even felt just one more thing. Even felt for Aerith when that fucker just smashes her flower.
Yeah.
On the street.
What an asshole.
Like, it's subtle things like that, I think, that add a little bit more to it than what the details.
Also, I love how, like, the first half of the opening movie was different, and then the second half was, like, exactly like the opening in the original game.
So
you just added more to it.
I do want to address one more thing too. In our chat, I think it was Eddie. He said, "I wish they wouldn't call it a remake." What is?
I
didn't understand what he was saying. Why does he say that?
It says Final Fantasy VII Remake.
But why does he say? Why does he think that it shouldn't be called a remake?
Because it is a remake, just with added content.
Yeah, it doesn't need it. You should just say Final Fantasy VII.
I guess that's true. I can see that.
Okay.
I just felt like he was, you know, arguing with it.
So Disney says devs can use... It says right here. Disney says.
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 Disney says.
Very nice.
Very nice.
They say they can that devs can use their IPs.
Oh, yes. They want to open their IPs to everybody.
They're fucking stupid for going exclusive with Star Wars. Remember on SNES, Super
Super
Return of the Jedi, I think it was what it was. And then there was another Star Wars game on Genesis. And then, like, back in the day, they just bought licenses, right, to make a game, a single game. They didn't do no exclusivity or nothing like that. That's why there was different versions of Shadowrun, different versions of Mortal Kombat 1. Mm-hmm. For the Genesis and for the SNES.
The Genesis.
And it was different companies that developed them. It should have stayed like that forever. But now, you know, companies buy exclusivity.
EA.
And then they fuck it up. And nobody else is allowed to make a game of Star Wars now because EA has all the control of that fucking garbage. So now they're starting to kind of open up their IPs a little bit more. They honestly need to just go back to how it used to be. Is like, hey, we want to make a game of Star Wars. Here's some money. Can we buy a license for it?
It just should be IP freely.
Yeah. IP frequently.
Frequently. Because you got the Beatus.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm kind of done with Disney.
You're kind of done with Disney?
Yeah, it's
I don't know. Sucks. Kind of done with Disney. Yeah. Have you seen, speaking of Disney, have you seen that their prices now for single admission to the parks is $200?
Yeah.
Fuck.
For
that.
One day.
For one day. $200.
Fuck
bucks.
That.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
They make so much money.
Yeah.
Already.
It Man. Baffles the mind because, I mean, how much money are people spending when they're in the park?
A lot.
A lot.
Way over $200.
A lot of fucking money. Every time I went to, when I bought, we used to have passes a long time ago, back when they were like $800. Now they're like $1,400.
Yeah, and then their employees get maybe 20 hours a week and get paid shit.
That's stupid. Don't get me wrong. I love Disneyland. I wouldn't mind going back, but Jesus Christ.
$200. No.
That's expensive.
I think Andrew and I are going to get passes. Next year, because what we want to do is the day after our wedding, we want to go to Disney. Because
make
right
sure
there,
it's not a blackout date.
No, right. We're either going to get like the best pass where it won't be a blackout date because it's
like
in January.
$2,000 for a season pass.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take out a mortgage and sell a kidney.
That's twice as much as my fucking phone.
Yeah, I know. It's so fucking
and my
expensive.
My phone will last me like 4 years at least.
It's so fucking expensive. They'll do payment plans so you can get the season pass.
Right. Yeah, that's,
you're
that's
putting
what
away
we
your
would
season pass on fucking layaway and shit.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Now, people watching this right now don't even fucking know what layaway is. Cat doesn't even know what layaway is.
I think
is.
Walmart still does layaway.
Cat just smiles because like, she doesn't layaway? Know.
I just know I did a payment plan when I had the pass before.
Yeah.
Is that what a layaway is?
Oh, layaway,
no,
layaway was...
is you... they hold the item for you, and every week you pay a little bit.
Until you pay it off, and then you get the item.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah, so you
can
buy...
Why not buy with a credit card at that point? So you can actually
have
it.
This was before credit cards were readily available.
Bruh, not everybody can get a credit card.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you buy something that's
like
fashionable.
If you have Sal's credit, you can't get a credit card.
You buy something that's fashionable, and by the time you get it, it's like... corduroys, what the fuck?
Yeah, but then you wait another 10 years and it's back in style, so it's fine. Anyways, we got off on a little bit of a tangent there.
So Sony recently had a patent filed for I guess PS5 or no, not really, but for like their games.
PS5.
So this is a mobile game tactic that they use that they filed for on the PlayStation, where they make bosses incredibly fucking hard on mobile games.
Yeah.
So you burn all your all your energy and all that other shit. So it's like, hey, I see you're having a hard time playing this. Oh, Candy Crush does that shit. How about you pay us $3 and we make this shit easy? We give you all these extra little bonuses so you can defeat the boss.
So what Sal is saying is that they filed for a patent that would basically, you would have, it's sort of like how you have like Alexa or Google Assistant or Siri or whatever, and it's also going to be collecting your information, like your instead, it would be slightly different than like a regular assistant. It would be something that collects like your gameplay information, and then say you've fucking had, you know, a lot of trouble on a boss, it might say, hey, I see you're having trouble on this boss. Here's what, you know, 80% of people did to beat the boss. And of course, at that point, they can introduce, like, you know, this resource here. You could buy this or whatever to make it easier.
Yeah, it's basically a pay to win mechanic where.
But it's more than that.
You're struggling, and it's like, hey, here's $5. We'll give you this insanely strong sword for this one match.
But it's more than that, because now your fucking system's going to be spying on you.
It's like, God, this guy fucking sucks. Can you imagine if the PlayStation comes on and says, dude, you need to get good. Here's something to get good.
Kat, how would you feel about that?
I mean, I already feel like someone is spying on us regardless. Like,
oh, yeah.
With those Nest cameras, that fucking freaked me out. Like, people hacking into people's Nest cameras and talking to, like, their kids and stuff and being super creepy. If they can do that with a Nest camera, then what can they do with a phone? Phone camera.
Oh, yeah.
You know? What can they do with a webcam? I have a privacy shutter on my webcam because I don't trust that shit.
Yeah.
Full ball.
Mine's unplugged or facing a different direction when it's not being used.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think we will talk more about this lovely invasion of privacy that has been rumored for Sony after the break.
Sounds good.
We'll be back after this break. The end of the beginning, or the beginning of the end. Is this the end of the beginning?
I'll ask you this, my friend. Sam here. I just want to let you know that you can check out my show, Advanced Band. I think you will find my hacking skills to be top-notch. Listen at advancedbandshow.com. Now it's time to play some Never Journey.
Hey, so this is Andy, and I'm on a show called Advanced Band. My favorite episode is where I beat Sam's high score in Wolfenstein, so you should check it out, or whatever. Listen at advancedbandshow.com. Hey, freak boy, let's get to class.
How's that, Tal?
Good.
So you like Igor Rare better than Elijah Craig?
Very nice. This also smells a lot sweeter too, though.
Yeah, this is finished in charred oak barrels. Is probably why you
don't know. That always leaches. It always leaches carbon into the shit. I hate smoke.
Yeah, because it's like how you hate IPAs and bitterness.
Yeah. IPAs are guys' basic white girl drinks.
Oh, man, I'm laughing at something Spike posted.
Oh.
Oh, man. It was like from a year ago where he's like, Gerard Way did not become the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned just to be known as the dude guy who wrote Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. Dude, he also let himself go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying.
He's not a young boy no more.
No. But when
his father doesn't take him to the city anymore.
Yeah. So we do have a topic.
What's that?
I don't know.
What is it again?
Topic
I'm sorry.
I think I was going to get
put that away.
I think we were just going to get drunk and ramble.
So
into the mic with Shirley staring at me very judgingly.
She's such a bitch.
Yes, she is.
She
privacy.
She pushed my phone on.
And how much do you think your shit is going to be private, especially in gaming?
Fuck, I left my phone all the way over there.
Oh, too bad. Say too late.
Okay, Google.
Yeah, and then what? Tell it to use the force to fly over here?
Why don't you walk your sexy ass over here?
Give me
here.
Your phone and show me.
What'd she say?
I think she said there's an app for that.
And then what? Tell us to use the force to get the fuck over here. I searched the web for that.
So oh my god.
We're looking for?
was reading. I just wanted
you to actually pull up the PlayStation article so that I could read some of it to our audience. But I left my phone over there, and it's a pain in the ass to get up now because of this new setup.
Yeah, that's why I was too late now.
I blame Prem for all of this. I blame Prem, bottom line. Our number one fan, and he said, "You have to do video, or the KGB will come and put you in cement shoes." And, so we did this upon threat of our lives.
And
I think Sal's looking at anime titties now because he fucking got distracted, obviously.
No.
The link He's that I have task. On here is a YouTube link.
Why don't you just give me your phone with Slack open and I will find it because I know exactly where it is. Thank you.
Never mind all the anime titties.
Oh, that's the one. What? It was like right on the screen. What do you mean it's a YouTube link? It's the fucking article.
Oh.
Drink more, so. It's because you don't have any weed. We need weed.
Yeah, that one's better.
So yeah, this the headline was what caught my eye. The mysterious new PS5 feature everyone's talking about might have a disturbing downside. Quote unquote. A fucking ad just popped up.
As long as
stupid ads.
As long as it's not recording your junk like the Kinect was.
Yeah. So basically, this is the part that I wanted to excerpt. Several months ago, we spotted the first signs that Sony was working on a digital assistant like no other. The assistant isn't just supposed to be Siri, Alexa, or Google Assistant alternative. Sony doesn't need that. Instead, it would be a new kind of artificial intelligence, able to assess your gameplay session and help with real-time information when invoked. All right. Stuck on a quest or having trouble defeating a boss? The assistant would be able to help you in either case. The assistant might also have a smartphone app that could keep track of in-game content and events. That's what a Sony patent said at the time, at least. I think, and this is this fun little diagram right here. It shows somebody. It's got a. I don't know if you see it on the camera, maybe, but it said, "Hey PlayStation, how do I beat this boss?" And it says 80% of players like you defeated the boss using Resource X. And then basically the screen says Resource X, buy now.
Oh man, yeah.
And then there's a whole diagram of like how the data and stuff is assessed. But I mean, it's bad enough that you have microtransactions like this in mobile games, like Sal was saying before the break.
Yeah, that's a feature in mobile games.
Yeah, and it sounds like they want to make it a feature in, you know, on consoles, which, because they want to monetize shit. Let's face it, they want to make money. That's what they want to do. They want to make more fucking money. And it's bad enough that EA is already doing that kind of shit. Imagine a fucking EA game, like, you know, like if I feel like it would go the opposite way. Like if something was too easy, it would paygate you. You know what I mean? Like, you're going through this game too fast. Let's paygate this fucker so they can't. So now they have to pay to win.
It'd be awesome if the voice of the assistant would be like Samuel L. Jackson. Man, bitch, get good.
Get good, bitch.
Or no, he says motherfucker a lot. Motherfucker, get good. But no, dude, this. Here's how I would accept that being okay. If their console was cheap, like they have to recoup some of their money somehow.
Yeah, but they don't have to recoup shit, right? The consoles aren't cheap.
Well, we still don't know how much it's going to be. It's probably going to be $500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a breakdown and it was like $450 to make a console.
You can just push Shirley off.
No, I'm trying to get her on my lap.
Headbutt her.
Yeah, just headbutt her.
So it'll at the very least it'll probably be $470, but at the most it's gonna be like $500, which is it'll probably be $500.
So at a $500 price point, would you accept this patent?
No. Okay. No.
What would the price have to be for you to accept it?
Like $300, $350. Because they're gonna recoup their money fast with whales and people who just suck. they're gonna get their money back quickly.
I felt like Kat looked like she was personally attacked just now. People that just suck, you were like.
Some games I do suck, you know, but instead of buying my way out, I just quit.
just rage quit Bloodborne.
Yeah, I'm not cut out for that. So.
You almost rage quit 7 Days to Die when we were playing.
No, I didn't almost rage quit, but I got mad.
Yeah, you did. You got mad. You got that video clip, right? I hope.
Yes, yeah. Okay, yeah, good. I get it.
But I could understand that feature being in a free-to-play game. That's totally fine. That's a free-to-play game that's hard. Now, they're going to have to monetize somehow, right? They're doing...
I could see that, but still, though, it's collecting information about your gameplay.
Yeah, your phone is collecting information on you right now, and you're not even using it.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying consoles. Basically, they want to add that feature to consoles now.
Everything's connected now.
Yeah, that's true.
As we go forward, things are going to synergize a lot more. Who knows? They might even have an app coming out later where... you're going to be able to control your PlayStation 5 through your phone completely.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be a synergy there. So it's going to be collecting information from your phone. Android's going to be Google's going to be collecting information. Like, look at this guy. He's not playing Stadia. What the fuck? And then Sony and then whoever else is also.
So basically, Sal's okay with this, I think, is what he's saying.
We're fucked either way. Do you need to just.
We don't get to pick.
You need to go limp and accept it. At some point, you're going to have to, right? That's the way of the world and shit, the way it's going. There's nothing private anymore. Nothing private.
Except what's in my pants.
And not even that, dude. I'm sure there's pictures on the internet.
Well, mine, yes. But I'm talking about other people.
Somatic probably put out your picture out there, your dick's fucking flopping around somewhere. Look at this piercing!
But... I don't know.
There's no privacy anymore. The only way you can be private now
I would be okay with it if you could turn it off. Not right. necessarily the information right. gathering, mm-hmm. but the, hey, you can't beat this boss, buy this thing. Like, I don't think that should be, I don't think it should be a default.
Have they said that it's default? No, this is a rumor
at this point, because there's a patent that sort of hints at this being a thing.
Yeah, if they give you the option to turn it on, and the option to have some sort of AI help you and give you options.
Here's the thing, though, because options are all fine and dandy, but they could also, games could also be like, you know, if you turn this off, we won't let you play the game. There's a lot of games on mobile that are like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can't play the game unless you allow like all the shit they want you to allow. So
it's so dumb.
So they could give you the option, but in reality, you're fucked either way.
Yeah, especially a lot of the free ones, they ask for access to your camera on your phone. And I was like, why the fuck do you need to use my camera? This game has nothing to do with the camera. Why does it need to have access to the camera?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I would not mess with that.
But yeah, if you ever heard anything from Snowden.
yeah, Snowden's pretty much, he says, you know, we have no privacy anymore.
Yeah.
So you think you're having a private moment. You're not. Your Alexa's listening to you. Your phone's listening to you.
Yeah.
Your fucking refrigerator's listening to you now.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
Well, you better go catch it then.
No, he's Carl Lewis. Can't catch Carl Lewis. But your toaster's listening to you nowadays.
Decepticons.
Everything's listening to you, so... privacy doesn't really exist anymore unless you completely go analog.
This room has listening devices and video recording devices. Mm-hmm. We're being listened to right now
on YouTube. Also, apparently it's very cheap and easy to get these like hidden cameras that you can install anywhere.
Yeah.
And they're very well hidden.
Yeah, I have one in my pants right now.
They're stupid easy to buy and they're cheap.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a Spy Guys like right down the street.
Dude, you can get this shit on Amazon. Yeah. Not even kidding. And, like, they have ones that hide in, like, the numbers on clocks.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Can I put one in my cat?
Probably. Probably on her collar. So, yeah. If you gave her a collar.
Our cats don't wear collars.
The expectation of privacy doesn't exist anymore. If you
I understand that. Yeah.
Now, if you don't want your nude pictures to get on the internet, don't fucking use them on your phone. Take Polaroids like every fucking normal person would do. Take But yeah, don't use your phone for any kind of private chats with your significant other, or to share like titty photos or dick pics. They're gonna end up
unless
on the internet.
Okay with them being online.
Yeah, as long as you don't care that they're on the internet, then it's fine. But if you think that's gonna be a private moment, it's not. It's not gonna be a private moment.
Yeah, because even if it doesn't like get leaked to the internet, somebody in the NSA is fucking looking at it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's he's very small. Yeah, unless you're Sam, is like, God damn, what the fuck is that, an elephant?
I don't want to get on that. No.
But yeah.
Reminded me of Willem Dafoe's penis, but.
I once had one of them under my bed.
Willem Dafoe.
Just his penis. Not Willem Dafoe. It's going to be bad going forward. I mean, especially once VR really catches on and full body scans and shit start becoming a thing and haptic gloves and
if you go to the airport, full body scans are already a thing.
I try not to think about it
when I go to the
airport.
It's slowly creeping in and people are just starting to finally realize it's like, oh shit, everything's collecting information is a currency now. You can trade it for shit.
Yes, this is true.
So it doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised that Xbox did that kind of when they had the Kinect. You know, it was always, instead of just listening, it was recording audio, and it got found out and got leaked into the internet. All these, I think, like hundreds of thousands of recordings of Kinect that were out in the world, and
that's crazy.
Yeah, and people just thought that it was just listening for Xbox, blah blah blah. No, it was recording sessions of people.
So Sal's existential view is of this dystopian future that we're already living in.
Dude, we're already living in it. People just, their phones are what's placating them, right? It's the opium of the masses. I'm always on my phone.
Of the masses. The opiates of the masses.
Like, that gives you the same kind of feeling as if you were doing meth or something that affects your brain.
No, it does. When you get those likes, mm-hmm. when you get those, the shares and the comments, there you do get a little dose of serotonin, and you're like, oh yeah, it's good.
That's like an actual thing in Death Stranding too.
Heb has been playing Death Stranding, by the way.
Does she like it? Or has she said?
I think at first she was kind of iffy about it, but now I think she likes it more. She's definitely not not admittedly as into the shower scenes as you are. she seems to be more utilitarian and like she gets annoyed that you have to do that stuff to get certain things or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they have a thing in the game where everyone is fucking depressed, obviously, because the world has gone to shit and they're almost extinct. So,
too bad we're not there yet. I wish human race was almost extinct.
They have this system that they communicate on, and you can give each other likes, and it's supposed to keep you healthy because it drives up your serotonin. People have serotonin shortages, so people take specific medication for it.
Yeah, that's all of us. We all have serotonin shortages.
But like everybody in Death Stranding like needs this medication.
So we're already ready for this game in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's it's not a surprising thing that they're starting to implement shit like this. Unless the government finally ends up cracking down on this kind of microtransactions and intrusive shit, they're going to go as far as they can take it before the backlash hits. Just like EA did with Battlefront. They took it as far as they could, and then they got the backlash, and then they're starting started pulling back and say, okay, that's too far. So you know how that guy died of eating 320 chicken McNuggets?
Chicken McNuggets?
McNuggets. So the limit is
chicken nuggies?
319.
Chicken nuggies.
319 is the limit, right? So then don't go past that and you won't die.
Yeah, so now that's it's illegal to eat more than that.
Yeah. So that's the nugget limit. So the microtransaction limit was pay to win.
What is the microtransaction limit? Is there one?
No, not really.
Because it can't kill you, can it?
Nope. Well, it could
or
kill
can
you.
Can it?
If you get into some money with some loan sharks because you're borrowing money to get that
to feed your...
that Ronaldo gold card for fucking FIFA. Or if you're most of the crew of pooping over 40 spending all their
dude,
money
that show's
on the packs.
Dead. He even admitted that show's dead. Wait, you're beating a dead horse.
That show was dead when it started.
It's not nice to speak ill of the dead.
Yeah, there you go, Kat.
You know, I never understood that. If a person was shit in life, but when he dies, everybody's speaking good of him. He's like, dude, he was a piece of shit in life. Where are you getting this good shit that they?
Yeah,
do?
No, I don't understand that. I don't agree with it either. Like, you know, there are plenty of people that have died that I would speak ill of and don't give a shit about.
Like, he was a fucking crap in life, and I don't know where you're getting these happy memories from, but he was a piece of shit.
Yeah. He or she.
He or she, yeah.
No, I want to be all inclusive, or shim, or they.
But yeah, it's a little disconcerting, but it is what it is, right? They can do whatever the fuck they want with their consoles. The only way anybody can really speak up on it is, don't fucking buy it.
Right.
Do it.
That's literally the only thing.
Yeah, protest
can do.
It with your wallet. Don't fucking. Yeah. Don't go limp. Like everybody who's like, no, I don't want to get into the Epic shit, but.
Yeah, I just fucking heard it in my head, back of my head. It's like Epic versus Steam. Yeah.
Just don't fucking buy it. There's a thing where you protest with your wallet, right? You hit them in the. Instead of punching them in the face, you hit them in the wallet, and that hurts more.
Yeah, but no one's going to do that. No one's going to care. It's become so common, like on our phones.
Yeah.
When I install an app, I just allow. Okay, now I can do the thing. Right. I don't give a shit. I honestly don't give a shit because I don't know. I already feel like it's
convenience.
I'm already living in the world. I already know. I'm fully aware that nothing I do is private. To an extent, only that no one knows what I am thinking. At least they haven't gotten there yet.
Google knows.
Because I wear a fucking tinfoil hat.
I don't know, man.
They can't get into the tinfoil hat.
Sometimes I'll be thinking about something, and then I go to search for it on Google, and it's the first fucking search.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what the fuck?
But that could be a phenomenon in which you were watching something... and it knew that you were watching something, and it knew that the most commonly searched thing was that thing. For example, one of the things that happened, I'm pretty sure has happened to me, I'll be watching a series on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, and I want to know the actor, actress, or whatever.
Yeah.
Their stats or their name or their height or whatever.
I like that so Amazon has it when you pause.
Yeah,
the scene.
And it just shows their name. It have a link to their IMDb profile, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, if your phone might already know that you're watching that, so when I start to search, it's gonna know right away.
Right, because it's listening to the movie that you're watching.
Yeah.
Like your phone can hear the movie soundtrack and the voices of the actors.
My
so
devices know what I masturbate to. So, I mean, come on.
So we recommend this.
Exactly.
Also, expanding on the whole, like, I don't even read the terms. I just accept and get the thing.
I've sold my soul many times.
I had to get my car smog checked today so I could pay for my registration.
Did they need access to your toilet cam?
No, but I have to get it STAR certified in order to renew my registration. And so when I went to the place and he gave me something to sign, I didn't fucking read it because it's like I have to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like why does it matter at this point? I guess
now you
a
owe
specific
them, now
vendor.
Now you owe them nudes.
Yeah, I guess a specific vendor can put something in there.
No, actually now I
owe
them
nudes.
You're
going to become a centipede. A human centipede.
Well, I did read a sign in...
No cuttlefish.
In the lobby that said, we're not responsible for anything that happens to your car while it's, like, being worked on or whatever. And it's like, that's such a fucking cop out. Like, what if you totally destroyed my car? Someone probably
jerked off all over it.
No, I was right there. It's fine.
It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
I'm jerking off right now. Nobody knows it.
You were on your phone like this.
No, I watched because I wanted to bring my car to, like, into the garage or, like, next to the garage.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, I'll do it. And so you better fucking believe I watched him back my car out of the spot.
Your car already has, like, a giant gouge on one side.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm worried about. My car is finicky. Like, the brakes need a look at. And my tire pressure light came on yesterday. So that was an issue, which is why I wanted to bring it over to make sure that it was safe.
You didn't want it to kill somebody like Christine?
Yep.
She doesn't even know what that is.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Sad.
Anyway.
So privacy's dead.
Privacy's been dead for a long time. This is very true. So in actuality, this news, this rumor isn't... I don't know. I feel like we're all fucking jaded at this point.
Yeah, there's...
So I thought before we started this that Kat had a strong opinion against it, but I don't think she cares anymore.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be spied on, but can I really fucking help it at this point? I don't think so. Spied on
right now. The NSA is watching this as we're recording it live, and it's not even connected to the internet.
I think my FBI guy is home already. Yeah, he's been off for an hour.
Also, I don't like that random people get my phone number. Like, how do people get my phone number?
I have so many spam callers calling me.
Me too. Like, I never answer my phone because every time I decide, oh, you know what? Maybe it's an actual person calling to talk to me.
I don't answer my phone anymore.
No, dude.
Unless I'm expecting a call, I do not ever answer my phone unless it IDs.
Yeah.
As somebody I know and that I want to talk to.
And nobody ever leaves me a message, so I know that they're spam callers. Yeah.
And that's why, and then, so you can report them. Well, I don't know if you can do it on a fucking Apple piece of shit, but you can report them on an Android. You can set, and then eventually you'll start seeing, like, the ones that you've already reported will just not even bother you. Like, they'll just be on Do Not Disturb. And some will show up, but it'll say suspected spam caller, and then you just fucking deny.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I just let it ring because I'm afraid if I deny it, the call will be short, and then they'll try to call me back because they'll know that I denied them.
No.
So I let it go.
No. They don't give a shit. They won't. You're gonna get another call from a different number eventually, but it doesn't make a difference whether you deny them.
You know what?
You should block them.
I just got a very suspicious text message. Like, this is the first time I got, like, a spam text message.
Oh, something about the IRS.
It's about the Army. Yeah, I got a text message yesterday saying, this is SSG Henry with the Army. I know people get nervous when they hear Army. No need to be. I am reaching out to see if you have ever thought about serving. Do you know how old I am? Do you know my medical history?
Like, the draft is up to 35.
38.
But it's like, what?
Well, give me another year then. I need a couple more years so they can't draft me.
Yeah.
I should stop doing CrossFit so I can become old and decrepit like Sal.
Yeah, dude.
But I wonder if that's really the Army reaching out. I wonder probably if that's not really the Army. No, I don't think it's...
Dude, yeah. I got fucking Bernie Sanders and whoever the fuck people. Like, I'm reaching out to you for so-and-so fucking... Because if you register to vote for anything, you're going to get an ass.
Yeah, well, no, the Bernie ones I signed up for. Some of the ones for... For taking,
would you say you're a Bernie surveys? Bro?
Yeah, I'm a Bernie bro.
Okay.
Some of like the ones where they ask you surveys and shit. You know, like, would you vote for so and so and this and that, and then, you know, like a polling thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll get some Vietnamese ones where they're offering me tickets for some like nightclub.
Oh.
But yeah, there's.
Do you get any advertisements for Cafe Da Vang?
No. I'd go there.
I've only been there once with Chirag.
But, yeah, the privacy.
For Kat, Cafe Da Vang is a tea house where all the waitresses are in, like, string bikinis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
And apparently if you write down a number on a napkin and it's the right number, yeah, you can imagine what happens.
Right.
You can get your identity stolen.
I did. Chirag took me there one time and we literally played Magic the Gathering.
So they left you alone.
No, I mean, they still sold me a $5 lemonade with no alcohol in it.
Yeah, they brought you drinks as long as you paid them, right?
Yeah. It was an interesting experience. Anyway.
Insomnia sucks, FYI.
I should have made you a shot of espresso before the show.
It's espresso.
Espresso. Espresso.
Yeah.
Espresso. Yeah. You can do that now, like you can just get into the camera.
Yeah. You can be extra weird.
You got some crazy eyes. Cause the mics move with you. Sort of. Not very well. These are pretty shitty $20 mic stands. We'll upgrade eventually.
Eventually. I think what would work out is
booms? We need a boom mic?
No. No.
No.
No.
The boom mics are the ones that go up something, here, right?
Something similar to where...
what was it? Was that Markiplier episode? Or there was a blooper where the fucking boom mic like tried to like force a blowjob on him.
I gotta see that. I love him.
It was like... he was like...
I did see... I saw one of his videos. Oh my God. Dying. I think you would have appreciated it. I saw a video of his where he just could not get his setup right. And he was live... It was one of those YouTube uploads where he was live streaming at the time he recorded. But you didn't see, like, any of the live stream content. Mm-hmm. And he, like, his lights weren't working. His microphone was being weird. And he was just like, you know what, you guys? This is what you're gonna get today. Sorry, everything is fucked up. We might not even play a game today. Who knows? And he was just like...
It was like a blooper or something. It just like the mic hits him like this. It's like... it's like he got dick slapped by the mic. You have to look it up.
Dude, I love that guy.
Look it up. Look it up now, Sal. Look it up. Look, Markiplier getting dick slapped with... or just Markiplier getting hit in the face with a boom mic. You know, it wasn't until like a few months ago that I realized, I think it was on one of our episodes when Sal said it, that it was Markiplier. I didn't know that was how you pronounced it.
Markiplier. Yeah, like multiplier.
I know, but I didn't know that. I had no fucking idea.
How did you pronounce it? Wait, go back. Wait. That's it?
You fucked it up, Sal.
I tried rewinding it, but...
He was like...
I want to see it again. I want to see it because I haven't been a while. yes.
Dude, he's hilarious. I love him.
Boom. He like deep throated it.
Juggled it, dude.
Chortle my balls, as Guilfoyle would say. Speaking of Guilfoyle and chortling balls, y'all fucking love Yong. Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, I thought you did.
I used to. I don't anymore.
I can't stand him. Because I told Sal, and this may be racist, so trigger warning. He looks like he should sound like Jin Yang from Silicon Valley. But he sounds like Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley. It's more funny if you've seen Silicon Valley.
I haven't.
And very quite racist.
Yeah, his voice is very monotone.
The point is, I don't like him specifically because his voice is so monotone. And he drones on. And it's very boring and it puts me to sleep. We had a Yong Ya video. I watched about 5-10 minutes of it and I couldn't anymore.
I liked his videos at a certain point when I think there was a lot of drama going on in the gaming community, and I feel like he provided an informative perspective on at least the situations I was interested in. I think it was like, you know, the Fallout 4 deal. 76 or yeah, Fallout 76, whatever.
I lost all respect for him when it came to like games he didn't play, but he was outraged over.
Why am I still getting links for Young Yeah then in the fucking show notes then, Sal?
I haven't been sending Sal.
He's very monotone and boring, but he has a lot of information when he.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
He's very informative.
If you need all of the information, then yes. Yeah,
if he's doing information, it's fine. But when he starts using his doing like opinion pieces.
Opinion.
I like Super Butter Buns because she keeps things fun.
Say what? What's a Super Butter Buns?
That's one of the YouTubers I said you should try to email.
Oh.
When we were still doing that whole thing.
I don't recall that.
Okay, I'll send you one of her videos. But she... Yeah. I think she goes by a different pronoun. I'm not sure what pronoun she uses.
You've assaulted said person multiple times.
Which letter of the alphabet?
I think if you just say they, it's okay, yeah. Whether or not...
Oh, no, it's not. Because Mo got fucking berated by one of the... LGBTQ community for saying they, and I was like,
I want to point out something before any of this gets out of hand. The people that actually get deeply offended and claim that they've been assaulted, that you've used the wrong pronoun, it's a very small group.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
that it's so outrageous that it gets more press than anything else.
Yeah.
Any reasonable human being would give you the benefit of the doubt, and if they corrected you once, twice,
right,
not a big deal. Three times, you know, shame on me, right? At that point,
four times, you can't fool me again.
I only say that because I've seen other people post like, oh, I met Buns, and I've seen some people use the they pronoun. And Buns is very like androgynous.
Right.
She's a lady, but she's got like a boy hairdo. She's a lesbian, you know. I think she uses a different pronoun. I'm not sure what that is, but I love Buns. That's all I gotta say. I love Super Butter Buns.
Them buns, hun.
She so I'm just gonna say Buns. Buns makes
I don't
really
want
fun
none unless you got buns, hun.
Buns just makes really fun videos that make me laugh, and they're wholesome, and it's all about gaming.
Wholesome.
Oh, I'll send you a video of her playing Dead by Daylight with her friends.
Oh, DBD's my jam.
It's
real.
It's funny. She's just having like a great time with her friends, and they just laugh a lot. And
Huntress is bae.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Huntress is a really cool. Like, I mean, I've been watching.
Huntress is my favorite fucking killer. She's amazing. Well. I mean, I'm assuming that Huntress's pronoun is she. But yeah, I've prestiged my Huntress once already, so she has the bloody axe, and I was waiting for the shards to buy the cat mask, so I have the cat mask with the babushka.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love the Huntress. She's also just so good. Just so good. Because a lot of the typical killers can be looped, and she can shut loops down. One of my favorite fucking things is when a survivor decides they're going to loop me into a pallet, and they're going to shut the pallet in front of me, and I just fucking throw a hatchet at their face. I'm just going to stand here, wait for you to drop the pallet and throw a hatchet at your face. And when I finally found out that the iridescent hatchet head. And the merc belt, the mercenary belt combo is fucking stupid. It makes your hatchets, so the iridescent head makes your hatchets, you're only allowed to carry one, but it's an insta-down hatchet. Like, it's one hit and you're down.
Mm-hmm.
But the mercenary belt gives you two more hatchets. So you can walk around with fucking three insta-kill hatchets.
Nice.
It's overpowered as
fuck. Yeah.
It's not fair. I played it once. I have it recorded, at the end of the game, I apologized. I was like, sorry, because I also had a memento mori. So I killed three of the survivors, and then I memento mori'd the last guy that had been evading me like almost the entire match. And I don't know. I love that game. Sorry.
I would have said, get fucked.
Yeah, no, but it was funny that nobody said anything. They just left. Like, because you could tell that they weren't expecting it. Because I think her name's Jane Romero. She was at a generator, working on the generator, and she knew I was coming. They know you're coming. But I was, 10, 15 feet away. So she's probably like, oh, I still have time to finish this generator. And it was just like,
yeah,
like fuck, like it is. It's overpowered, and there's actually been rumors or rumblings that they'll nerf that in the future. But Dead by Daylight's kind of like very lax with that stuff. So if they are gonna nerf it, it's gonna be a while before it gets nerfed. But anyways, what the fuck were we talking about? We get on tangents once in a while. It happens.
Privacy. The expectation of privacy in the new consoles.
Yeah, unfortunately, nowadays, I guess in general, you kind of have to just operate on the fact that there's no privacy, within the limits of certain things, I guess.
Yeah, especially with gaming, you gotta be more careful with gaming because you can get swatted for just dumb shit.
Yes, but they can also prosecute people that SWAT people.
That guy that got that kid killed didn't get much time. He got like 6 years or some shit like that, dude. He got nothing.
I hope he got butt raped in prison.
Hopefully he does.
But maybe that'll learn him his lesson.
Yeah, it's not the shit hasn't gotten severe enough to where it's a deterrent. It needs to get more severe, like felonies and shit like that, instead of misdemeanors or like high court fines and shit like that. It's like whatever.
Yeah, I would agree.
Chemical castration or some shit like that should be. What did you do on the internet? Oh, your dick's gone. But yeah, privacy don't. There's gonna be more and more. Like skeezy shit that comes out with games until the government finally steps in.
Are there any nudes of you on the internet, Sal?
It's probably hundreds.
All
right. I am a cam girl. No, probably not. Like, I'm telling you, I don't fucking take dick pics or nothing like that. I got a bunch of Polaroids, but no dick pics on my phone or in the internet. Nothing like that, dude. I'm not fucking stupid. You have to actually literally break into my place and find the fucking Polaroids that are hidden in my sock drawer at the very back underneath a couple of books.
Next week on Strength and Gaming, we're going to have a scavenger hunt.
Yay! It's not much of a scavenger hunt when you gave us the exact location.
You're going to have to wade through so many butt plugs. Some of them unwashed.
Enter at your own risk.
Oh, you got to wash them, though. You got to get infection.
You're getting rid of the flavor.
Ugh.
That one got Kat. This is a good reason to have video. As you can see the look on Kat's face when something like that happens.
You gotta keep the truffle butter.
It's not that it's necessarily a rare occurrence that Kat gets grossed out on the show.
I get more grossed out when I'm scared, I think.
Yes! Speaking of which, I think it's hilarious. And because we were talking about it in the chat earlier. Because I was watching part one of your Sally Face video on Strength and Cat, and it was Prem. He was talking about the faces you make when you pose in pictures or something.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Why does she do that?" And I was like, "I don't know. Maybe it's the same reason why she says ew when she gets scared."
Also, why didn't Prem just say, "Hey, Cat, why do you do that?" Because I'm in the chat.
I know.
Like, she's why? In the chat, Prem. Why, Prem? Like, here. I'm there.
Kat, get in the camera and say that. Into the
camera. No, I'm looking at the camera.
No, get into it. Get
no,
it.
No.
Sal,
no,
get into
it. I'm comfy.
Hail to the
no.
Hail to the no. To the no, no, no.
He can literally just at Kat. And
yeah.
Then it would
yeah.
Like,
I know.
Thing and she can ask
in
her directly.
In the chat, he can just at Kat.
Why do you do that?
Because I like it, okay?
Yes.
And then he says it's okay, I still like you.
Yeah, I think it's because it's bordering on stuff like maybe like duck face or or e-girls. But I've noticed a pattern with people in general. Like, they find, they either have a pose that they like, or they find, they feel that they the way they look best a certain way, or they just like a certain way.
I've been doing that for a long
time. It's a tendency.
Yeah. I always stick my tongue out in pictures.
Yeah.
My whole family knows it. It's when I'm feeling silly. And because I think it looks better than other silly faces.
I think for me, it's like the, I just give like a.
What you talking about, Willis?
I don't know. I don't know how to describe. How do you describe
also,
this?
That's your Willis look. What you talking about, Willis?
I'm learning about things about me as I'm making these videos and editing them. When I get scared, I don't look very scared. I'm not very expressive when I'm scared. It's more of just like I take a second.
Like a Kristen
and
Stewart
process it.
Expression.
Smell the fart acting.
Like, there are certain games that make me scream and stuff. Like, 7 Days to Die has definitely made me scream before.
Yes, that was great. That one, I think it was with your buddy Ronnie.
Yeah, just, like, that'll spook me. Even now that I'm used to the game, I still get spooked. But the games I've been playing.
No, but that shit'll scare me. I'm pretty sure you heard me jump scare while we were playing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, it's just, I'll just be like, oh, fuck! And yeah. But then I beat the shit out of the zombie. Like, I get, you know, it's. Hey. Spoops.
You good?
I am good.
I sound hard the shit out of that. I can hear him walking up on me.
Yeah, no, but when you're in a building and they just jump out of something, sometimes you miss the obvious hiding place and they jump out. One of the things that got me and Devin the most was it was a really tall building, and at a certain point there's a gym, and there's a destroyed floor where it comes down like a ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And we just go walking up, and all of a sudden, when we're up there, and I was like, oh, it's a gym. And then all of a sudden, the zombies just started raining from the sky. They were falling out of the ceiling, but it wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it got us, you know, and Sal and Heather were like, or Sal was like, I hear a lot of gunshots right now.
Yep.
Because we were like, fuck, pop, 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 pop. Because we were raiding that fucking big building. And I think that game, I feel like, I mean, personally, I love it. And I'll play the fuck out of that game solo, grouped, whatever. But I feel like when we're all grouped together, it's more fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's
always more fun with friends playing.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as tedious.
It's just it's one of the things that has evolved over the past 7 years, and only in like the last maybe 3 or 5 months, we've actually all played video games together. First was Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
And now 7 Days to Die, although the three of us haven't been in the same game. It was Sal, Devin, Heather, and myself. And then it was Kat, Heather, and myself recently, which was, I really want to see the highlights from that. I'm looking forward to that.
I started cutting it.
Because she got so pissed when she found out that her tool belt dropped.
Oh, you haven't even experienced where your tool belt drops and then fucking disappears.
Yeah, I told her about that.
And then you come back to where it says on the map that it's there, but it's not fucking there anymore, and you've lost all your purple items.
There you go. That's
the
good one.
The best part.
That's the good one.
Yeah, that's why I changed the settings for my solo game.
Yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want in a solo game, Cap, but you're playing with us? No, you gotta roll with the tool belt drop. That's how it rolls. I mean, the default, I don't even know if it's still, it might still be
the default.
The default
is drop
everything.
It's drop, everything.
Drop your backpack.
I've never played with everything.
The default I know is you drop your backpack. So you keep your tool belt, but you drop your backpack.
No, that's weird. Oh.
But I change it so you don't drop anything.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to play like that, pleb.
No, I'm still getting used to the game, so I don't feel guilty.
You have a lot of hours, though, already, man. You're like 40 or 50 hours.
Yeah, but I've barely done anything because, you know, we all have our different responsibilities. So it's like I'm improving in one tree, but in another, like, I don't know how to use a forge.
Yeah.
Because someone else always does that.
That's like when I first played the game many moons ago. We're talking like 10 years ago before the podcast, I think. No, maybe it was like six years ago. Anyways, When I first was introduced to the game, it was through my buddy Kyle at my previous job. And he was like doing all the base building and like being like the leader. And like basically like I was just like, tell me what you need. I'll go gather it or whatever. I'll kill zombies, but I'll go gather the materials you need to make the things. I didn't know how anything worked. Now, I mean, I know pretty much all the things except for every time they do an update, I have to play a little bit before I realize the new stuff has been implemented. Fucking love sledgehammers. I find that I love hammers in general, like in fucking Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Hammers in 7 Days to Die, sledgehammers. I realized, but I didn't know this before, something I actually learned early on in the game. You can make your own fucking stone sledgehammer.
Yep.
And, you know, you can repair it with just stones.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like until you get an iron sledgehammer, basically anything beyond stone tools has to be repaired with a repair kit now.
Yeah.
They changed that. That's definitely new. Before, for repairing like iron tools, you need forged iron. For repairing steel tools, you need forged steel. So it's actually kind of nice because it normalizes that. Like, you don't, you just need repair kits.
Yeah, you don't have to carry around fucking forged iron or
steel. Yeah, that was pretty annoying back in the day.
Especially with the limited space.
But I thoroughly enjoy playing this game through its evolution. It's always changed things that I haven't always been 100% accepting with it first, maybe. But I think a lot of it's changed for the better. And it's really fun to play with friends. The PvP is still garbage. I don't know when they're going to make that good.
I'm not interested in PvP at all.
Dude, come on, dude. You're not, but I love years, PvP. A 7 year alpha. They're never.
Well, I honestly, I don't even feel like the game needs PvP. I think it needs more co-op. It needs more quests. It needs more NPCs. I don't think it needs PvP.
It needs more variety of quests instead of fetch quests. Yeah,
they are working on adding like NPC marauders and raiders and stuff like that.
That'd be kind of cool, but no, they need boss fights instead of the seventh wave. You can go fight a boss zombie like a fucking abomination.
If you go into the not the creative menu. What's the other one? Debug mode. You can actually spawn Behemoth. It's a giant, like, T-virus-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, but those are, like, wave monsters. Like, there's... I don't know what map I'm playing on, but I found a mine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in it. There was a jack shit.
Are you playing on random gen? I always play random gen. Yeah. I always play random gen, and then you just whatever. So I started a solo game. So there's a few people, a few YouTubers that I want to shout out to that I follow. Ja Woodle, he's an Aussie that does a lot of like base building. I sent you one.
Yeah,
of them. Yeah.
I liked his video a lot.
I like Ja Woodle. He's very enthusiastic. He's awesome. And then Glock9 is another good one.
Uh-huh.
Glock9 was doing Rambling Man. It's a series where he's a nomad. He's not allowed to use storage. He has to do every Horde Night in a different POI. And then most recently he did a series where it's Horde Night every night and a different POI every night and still nomad, so he can't use any storage. And I learned stuff from these guys all the time. Like, I was like, holy shit, I didn't know you could do that. So like, one of the things that was crazy was like a Glock 9 was just like, I'm going to put a cobblestone block in front of a door. Because the first Horde Knight's only going to have a few zombies.
Right, yeah.
And so he just literally stand there with a spear and just killed him.
Yeah.
But I really liked Ja Woodle's fucking cattle grate.
I'm trying to do that in my solo game right
now. That's ridiculous.
I haven't perfected the cattle gate yet. I've got the wall almost built.
Yeah.
But I'm doing something wrong with the cattle gate. So I'm like before I came here, I was trying to fix it, but I ran out of time.
We don't have to do any of that. Just make the fucking long corridor with the fall right in front of you.
You don't have to do that either. All you have to do is just have a Well, yeah. Long corridor is better, but you don't necessarily have to have a long corridor. You could just have the fall and like a little short corridor. So what he's referring to is the same blocks that you use to make the wall where they can't climb up.
Flagstone?
Yeah. You make, what are they called? Half wedges or something?
Yeah.
The half wedge. You basically just have like a little bridge with a ramp thing come up. And you have one to two half wedges placed like that instead of normal blocks. You can relatively easily run across them. If you just walk across, you might fall. But the zombies come running. They think it's a path and then they fall every time.
Mm.
Whereas if you just had like a gap, they would try to jump every time and some of them would make it.
Yeah, the spider zombies can leap. That's why you go four blocks and then the path, because the spider dudes will just jump on top of you and fuck you up.
Yeah,
especially at high level.
Yeah, at high levels, the fucking vultures will vomit on you.
Fucking destroy your base. Like I wasn't paying attention. I had an upgraded and I was on like day 39 or something like that. And they destroyed my platform out from under me because I didn't upgrade it to concrete. But yeah, at this point the game is like, I got the gyrocopter and I could go anywhere.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the multiplayer experience. I especially like when we're playing with somebody that hasn't experienced all of it yet. I think it's more fun. And there are still aspects of the game that are... like, you can break the horde, right? But raiding is a whole different story. And one of the things I think that can make the game challenging again is raiding really scary big POIs at night solo. That can be dangerous.
So, you know, the, like when I raid the shotgun... Shotgun what?
Messiah. Yeah, you broke it by just landing on the top and taking the fucking loot off the top and leaving.
That was the best fucking part. Just boop.
But the gyrocopter, I haven't actually had the gyrocopter yet. I have made the truck, which I like. But I mean, I would agree the gyrocopter, I probably like the motorcycles the best. Not the mini bikes. The mini bikes are nice, but the motorcycles are faster and bigger, better storage. I haven't tried the gyrocopter yet, to be honest.
Yeah, the gyrocopter. There's a lot of buildings that have long pathways that you can land on.
Welcome to 7 Days to Die Cast.
I was going to say. We're
pretty much done, dude. Privacy's done. We're just talking about games now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I figured this would devolve into a typical tangent of a show that happens.
Yeah. But
I love that game. I could play it forever. It's funny because Heather, like, she always gives me shit about wanting to decorate my base and make it stronger and make it impenetrable. Like, she doesn't care about any of that shit. I go, but decorating's fun. And she goes, okay, decorate our house in real life. And I was like, no, that's not fun.
That is fun, though.
Yeah, it's once you have like a somewhat sturdy base, you don't even really need a sturdy base either. You can build it on top of a fucking gas station and just a storage area. Here's the thing.
I like it's like my escape game. I get to a point where I have this nice beautiful base that's indestructible, and it's just like it's like my fucking ivory tower. It's like my little like alcove where I can just go and de-stress for the morning, you know, kill some zombies before work. That's what I like.
Yeah.
And then you have to have a secret volcano lair.
Now, the addiction, the adrenaline, the serotonin, I mostly get that from PvP, and currently my PvP is Dead by Daylight. Because that just, oh my god, it feels so good to ruin somebody's day.
Oh yeah. I'm sure it does, but I hate PvP.
Never play PvP.
Nope, I hate it.
I love it so much. I mean, we'll have to at least get you to play once.
Meh.
once.
Maybe.
I remember when you sounded like that just for scary games, and now you're fucking doing it on your own. You're playing spooky games on your own.
Because I did it on my terms.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I had to watch other people play scary games for a while before I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And the spooky games I've been playing are not that spooky.
It's
like beginner level spoopage.
Pretty spooky.
That's beginner spoopage.
Not for millennials. That shit's deeply frightening. Because phones are their lives.
For me, jump scares is the worst. I like psychological thrillers, which I think Simulacra is more of a psychological horror game.
The first one.
Which
I have to say the second one is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to a point in the second one where like I'm super into it. I'm trying to get to that point right now with that. Sally Face, I've been having a lot of fun with.
No, that I looks love good. That looks genuinely intriguing.
Yeah, it's a fun mystery game. And it has a cool style, great music, interesting story.
Yeah.
So I'm really liking Sally Face a lot. But I will play a scarier game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so Dead by Daylight, I feel like this scariness, it's a little bit more jump scares.
Well, it's not suspense. It's not that I care about. It's the PvP. I don't want to play a PvP game. Well, I don't mind though? That Dead by Daylight is scary. I just don't like PvP. I told you, I don't like the get good aspect of those games.
Yeah, but as Devin also said, you play at your level. I mean, like, you can have a good game at your level.
For me, it's anxiety inducing. Rather than the serotonin rush that you get.
I think it's
from,
I think it's the ooh, 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 ooh. Your heartbeat starts beating faster as the killer gets closer to you.
I'm not helping.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Freddy Krueger was my main. So you hear like, and you can't see him because he's fucking invisible till you go to sleep. And then when you start fucking dozing off, I was like, oh, fuck, Freddy's right near me. Because he has to look at you to put you to sleep. I mean, it's not like with the doctor that's an AOE.
Yeah.
Psychosis.
Yeah. There's a lot of psychological killers, but I like the Huntress because she's just pure fucking. She's the Huntress. She's just pure fucking physical. Like track your shit down, and kill your ass. Although I started with Wraith because he's the easiest to start with.
Yeah.
And he's a lot of fun too.
Oh no! Have you ever tried the Doctor?
No, I don't. No.
Try the Doctor and play with them for a couple rounds. He was my beginner because he was the easiest because he has psychosis AOE around him. So it's easier to find somebody that's trying to hide from you. Even if they're hiding behind a tree, the psychosis will go off every once in a while and then scare them. And then it's like, oh, there he is right there.
Yeah. And well,
and all of his attacks are a cone attack in front of you. So it's like, bam, you hit everything in front of you.
But you're a survivor main like Devin.
Yeah, I'm a survivor main. I love survivor.
Him and Devin are survivor mains. Like,
I love looping the killer, dude. I got some guys so fucking pissed off once.
Oh, and I love killing loopers.
Yeah, he rage quit. He rage quit and ended the match. And it was like,
We were towards the
end of the match too. I had almost all the generators done, and I had been looping them most of the game. Mind you, this is on PlayStation 4 where it's easy to fucking loop a killer, dude. Ugh. Oh my god.
No, I don't play on PlayStation.
And the guy just quit out and we're like, oh fuck, all those. Well, those before they gave you like a bunch of points if they quit out.
Yeah, quitter bonus.
Yeah, so I got now you get a good quitter bonus.
Yeah.
Before it was like, fuck, he quit. Fucking bastard.
Yeah.
But
no, I still get disconnects. Really like I was about to memento mori a bitch and the fucker disconnected. Mm-hmm. So, Kat, Memento Mori is a gift from the almighty entity to the killer, and that is that they get to actually physically murder one of the survivors instead of sacrificing them to the entity. So you hook a survivor. The third time you hook them, the entity just immediately takes them and they're sacrificed. They're dead. They're done. But the Memento Mori is an item that you can get depending on the rarity. It's basically a gift from the entity that says you get to kill a survivor by your own hand. Like the first one is you get, I think the basic one is you get to kill a survivor. You get to kill the last survivor by your own hand. So if you down them, then you can just murk them instead of having to hook them or anything.
Right.
But then there are other ones where it's like if you've hooked a survivor, you can kill him. And then there's the rarest ones where it's
desire.
Like where it's just like you can kill. I think it's still you have to hook them first, but you can kill any of them for the entire match. And that's the one I had, and one of those bitches disconnected. I was like, oh, fuck you. Like, you still get a bonus, but, like, it's about the satisfaction.
What sucks, though, is when you burn a fucking, like, a really rare item.
I think they fixed that. Because recently, I got booted out of a game, and I was like, fuck, I lost my Memento Mori. But when I came back, it was still there. I think they finally fixed it. Because that's bullshit. Sometimes, during the loading, someone or all or somebody will get disconnected, or you'll get disconnected. And then you'll lose whatever items you brought to the match with you. And Memento Mori, especially a rare Memento Mori, it's expensive and it's rare. It's hard to find in the blood tree. So basically, every match earns you blood points. And then you have this blood point, this tree where you, like any leveling game, you buy things on the tree. And you get items that you can use in each, like this consumables that you can use in each game. Or perks that you can have like permanently passive on your character for both survivor and killer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's just so much. It's a fun game. Like I've played games at generally the community is actually quite good. It's not that toxic. I find most games afterwards people will say good game, or they'll be like. Like the one game where I managed to kill the highest ranked survivor at the very end, and they were like, you should not have gotten that kill, but they were like, nice Memento Mori, because I Memento Mori'd like the lowest ranked person in the beginning. But yeah, I don't know. You should try it at least once. What you should do is we should just play like a team of four survivors against a random person. Because then we're all together.
You know? Yeah.
We're all working with each other.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's cross play. Is it cross play already?
Hmm.
I don't know if it's cross play, but the Xbox, the Microsoft Game Pass, it's like $5 a month for the all PC shit. And it has Dead by Daylight on there. You get to play all those games for quote unquote free, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think she cares about that. I think she just cares about the fact that it's PvP.
Well, yeah, I just don't want to play the game.
It's really not.
Yeah,
it's but really not PvP.
Speaking of all that stuff and Steam, I'm a little confused here. I don't know if you've ever looked at your friends list, Sal. But for some fucking reason, Kat is a higher Steam level than all of us put together.
Because I know how to do it.
She's level 20. None of us are anywhere near that. You're like level 9 or something. What the fuck?
Well, you play more games than...
It's not it.
No?
What is it?
During sales, you have to pay attention to the sales. They give you instructions on things to do in order to get points for your profile.
That's some fucking bullshit.
I unlock shit when I play games and stuff, and it gives me points. But
it's not a lot of points.
Not even Devin is your level.
I don't.
It's like sometimes they tell you like, oh, watch your queue, and you get so many points, or oh, go check this page out, and you get so many points. You know, but it's usually during sales. So I try.
Also, she has 92 games.
That's nothing.
I got about 60.
That's nothing.
What do you mean that's nothing? That's how many you have.
Andrew and Travis and Daniel and Jay and them, they all have at least 300.
Yeah. So basically libraries. What you're saying is they just wasted a fuck ton of money on
Humble Bundles. Before Humble Bundle got taken away, a lot of people got most of their games through Humble Bundle.
They do that still.
5 or 6 games for like $10.
No, they do that still. They use Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
I don't even bother because I'm never going to fucking play them. What's the point?
Collection. Eventually, when you retire and you're like 400 years old, you get to play them and suck at them.
I think Travis has a bad spending habit with video games, so he just buys a bunch that are on sale.
Yeah, I'm sure he looks at it as, oh shit, I want to play that game, and never has the time to play them. And that's what happens with
most. I mean, of I only games. Have like 50 or 60.
That's why
games,
I don't have them,
and I only play like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, that is exactly with me. I have a lot of games, but I only play a couple of them. They're just, oh, that one's on sale. I'll play that shit later. And then I never get to it.
Rarely.
Yeah,
like I've been playing a lot more retro games that I've been getting for fucking free.
Yeah.
On
Can
Twitch.
I play that for free?
On Twitch, on fucking Epic and shit like that. They've been giving away games. Like right now I'm playing Strife. I got that for free on that's a 1996 game, dude.
Quote unquote Andrew.
Yeah. It's if you use Amazon Prime, you get fucking Twitch Prime for free, and they give you free games every month. So you get a lot of free games.
I should look into that. I have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you should link it to your Twitch, and you can get free games every
month. Yeah, I get alerts, but I never claim them. Also, I haven't been on Twitch in a while. Mm-hmm. I stopped streaming probably a couple months ago. I should get back to it. My super fan, though, she stopped watching me after I stopped playing Eve.
Because she wanted the Eve.
Yeah, she did. It was Eve and mutton chops. That was her thing.
Oh, man.
You hear that? Sal says we're done, I guess.
He just puts the microphone away.
What time is it even?
10:36.
All right. I guess we're done. Good night. You motherfucking nerds.
Night! Thank you so much to all the nerds that listened. You can find us at strengthengaming.com or email us at info@strcast.com.
Everybody hear that? Fuck Yennefer. Jennifer's going to be pissed when she hears that.
Oh, dude.
Look. Oh, look.
She agrees.
TV Yennefer is great. I love TV Yennefer. Video game Yennefer? She's a bitch.
Oh, well, that's because it's still early. Eventually, it's in the catch up to The Witcher 3.
Rolling. Action.
Yeah, eventually the show's gonna catch up, and then you're gonna be like, you know what? Fuck Yennefer.
What to fucking say?
Yeah.